This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 7th of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Shannon, Rockhall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 18000. High, West Sweden, 1024, expected East Baltic Sea, 1030 by 18000 on Saturday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 to 6. Fair, good. North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5. In North Utsira and 40s, showers, fog patches, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th, south or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Cromarty, fair, good. Tyne, northwest, backing south, 2 to 4, fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later in North Fisher, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. North or northeast, veering east or northeast, 3 to 5, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, variable 4 in far southeast, otherwise northerly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in southeast, becoming variable 3 later in northwest. Showers, good. Northwest Fitzroy, variable 4 in southeast, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good. Sole, variable 2 to 4 in far east, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5 in Fastnet and Irish Sea. Drizzle later in Lundy. Good, occasionally poor later in Lundy. Shannon, Rockhall, Malin, Hebrides. South or southwest, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, at first in Rockhall and Hebrides. Decreasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, southwest, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, rain then showers, poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain in west, moderate or good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 in Faroes and later in southeast Iceland, rain or squally wintry showers, poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, south 6, 9 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, south 7, 15 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest by south 4, 22 miles, 1022, falling more slowly. Wick Automatic, south by west 3, 15 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south by west 1, 27 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 3, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Boomer, west by south 3, 19 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest 1, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 2 miles, 1025. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 1 mile, 1024. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, north, northeast 4, 1024, rising slowly. Jersey, north northeast 3, mist 1.5 miles, 1024, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, north 4, 1025. Scilly automatic, north 2, 16 miles, 1028, falling slowly. Milford Haven, north northeast 2, 27 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest 1, 35 miles, 1037, rising slowly. Valley, east southeast 1, 13 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west southwest 2, 19 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Valencia, south 3, 12 miles, 1024, now rising. Ronald's Way, north by west 2, 24 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Malin Head, south southwest 4, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Macrihenish Automatic, southeast 3, 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will give light winds and fair weather for many areas during the next 24 hours, especially in the west and northeast. However, a frontal system will bring some rain or drizzle and fog patches to eastern and southern parts. However, strong to gale force southerly winds will return to northwestern Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north and near Rattray Head, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in south, fair, good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. West, backing south or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate in south. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 3 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 3 or 4 later, occasional rain, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northwesterly, veering easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bell, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times in east, rain at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis. North or northeast veering east 3 or 4, rain at times, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North 3 or 4, veering east or northeast 2 to 4. Mainly fair, then rain at times, fog patches later in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor later in east. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 3 or 4 in far northwest, fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less in south, but in north, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5 for a time, fair, good. Isle of Man, southerly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in west, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 4 to 6, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 4 in southeast and 7 in northwest, fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later in far west. Occasional rain later in west, good occasionally moderate later in west. Shetland Isles, south 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And brings an end to programming here on Radio 4 for tonight. My name is Vijay Alice. Your company has been a delight. Remember, of course, there is a whole host of programming over on BBC Sounds. Charles Carroll will be here bright and early, 5:30 this morning. Until then, have a peaceful night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Donald Trump says the US could meet its achievable objectives in the war with Iran in 4 to 6 weeks.
Their army is gone, their navy is gone, their leaders are gone, their air force is wiped out entirely. Other than that, they're doing very well, Coach.
We'll hear from inside Iran as the bombing continues. The Lebanese health ministry says more than 200 people have been killed this week since Israeli forces started new attacks on the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia. At a church in Chicago.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Can we celebrate the life of Reverend Jesse Jackson?
Three former U.S. presidents are among thousands at a memorial service for the late civil rights leader. And why inflammation now in your skin, lungs or gut could mean Alzheimer's disease in a few years. First, the latest world news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. The Trump administration has said that America could meet its achievable objectives in Iran in 4 to 6 weeks. The White House Press Secretary, Caroline Levitt, didn't give details of what these objectives were. Earlier, President Trump demanded Tehran's unconditional surrender, saying it was the only way to end hostilities. Ms. Levitt was asked what that actually means.
What the president means is that when he, as commander-in-chief of the U.S. Armed Forces, determines that Iran no longer poses a threat to the United States of America and the goals of Operation Epic Fury has been fully realized, then Iran will essentially be in a place of unconditional surrender. Whether they say it themselves or not, frankly, they don't have a lot of people to say that for them.
Fresh explosions have been heard in Tehran after Israel said it was launching a new wave of strikes on the Iranian capital. The Iranian state broadcaster says an airport in the west of the city has been hit. The country's ambassador to the UN, Amir Saeed Irvani,